What were some practical things you did to overcome your fear of public speaking? Well, I suppose not everybody knows the story, but this question comes out of a paralysis, pretty serious physiological, psychological inability from about grade 6. I don't remember much before 6 until I was a sophomore, between my sophomore and junior year in college. And it wasn't funny. It wasn't like, oh, people, you get butterflies when you get in front of a group, or your knees shake, or whatever. It was never funny. It was blood earnest because I simply couldn't do it. And it was absolutely humiliating when I was forced to try. Like we had this training union thing in church where you had to give parts that lasted 1 minute, and I would hold this sort of thing and it would shake so bad, and everybody would start to look at their laps and they would feel so tense, and I would go home and cry, and my mother would try to... Well, anyway, that's the background of this question. And the answer is I didn't know what to do. I didn't do anything that I know of to overcome it. God stepped in the summer of 1966 and gave me, for whatever reason I cannot remember, the wherewithal to say yes to Chaplain Evan Welch at Wheaton College, who asked me to pray in summer chapel with about 500 people. And I asked him how long you had to pray, and he said 30 seconds. And I said yes, and I have no idea why I was willing. And I walked back and forth on front campus pleading with the Lord, if you will get me through 30 seconds without bombing, without my throat choking up and my voice so trembling that everybody's totally embarrassed for me, I will never again, out of fear, say no to a speaking engagement. I made a vow, and he did it. And I just feel like something broke. I don't know what. If I look back now and say there would be one practical thing I would try is for somebody to just coach me maybe on how to breathe or how to do your shoulders. I mean, I was so physiologically incapacitated. There may have been some clues somebody could have given me, but I don't know what it was. I think it probably was rooted in some deep embarrassments that I'd had as a little kid. I don't know, whatever. But anyway, I don't want to really mainly say practical things were done by me to help me overcome. I looked away from myself to God, and I did my best to trust and take a risk, and something spiritually broke, and I give him thanks to this day.